to the case of Savita Halappanava, an Indian woman from Galway in Ireland who died last October after suffering a miscarriage. Her husband said at the time that doctors had refused to give her an abortion. An inquest into the cause of her death is now underway, and Savita's case is part of a heated discussion in the Republic over legislation which the Irish government is drafting about the right to abortion where the mother's life is at risk. Just today, a parliamentary committee in Dublin looking at the issue handed over a report to ministers who now have to consider the exact wording of the new law. Whatever they decide, it'll be hard for them to satisfy Ireland's powerful pro-life campaigners. Tom Esselmont reports from Dublin.
You have come here today from every part of Ireland to tell Fianna Gael that we are the pro-life majority and that we will not accept abortion.
Anti-abortion campaigners have been out on the streets of Dublin in their thousands in recent weeks, determined to stop the Irish government from going ahead with its plan to legislate on abortion and insistent on the right to life. But across town, there are those campaigning more quietly for change.
We were very excited. First pregnancy, first baby. They had scanned us at that stage. The heartbeat was there. Everything was fine. Go home. And very uneventful after that.
Gay Edwards' pregnancy was going well until a 21-week scan in a Dublin hospital revealed a rare fetal abnormality.
And the consultant came back and scanned us in absolute silence. Then at the very end, told us that our child had a condition that was incompatible with life. It's a phrase that they use in situations like ours, incompatible with life. We all know exactly what it means.
Although she was told her child would not survive outside the womb, doctors in Dublin said an abortion in Ireland was not an option. And so, like around 4,000 women in Ireland each year, Gay travelled to the UK, where her baby boy was induced. He died moments later. That was 12 years ago. She was one of the first women in the Republic to talk to the press about her experience.
I've tried to avoid the paranoia of reading into silence. You know, sometimes if somebody is silent, you think they must object to what we have done.
Abortion is legal in Ireland only in cases where the mother's life is at risk. But that's as a result of a Supreme Court ruling for an apparently suicidal teenage rape victim 21 years ago, known as X. No government has ever turned that into legislation until now.
Women who are so distressed that they will consider taking their own lives, they need to be believed, they need to be listened to.
A parliamentary committee has been hearing expert testimony from both sides.